This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome everyone to She Podcast. This is episode 396. Holy shit, we're almost at 400 episodes. I am your host, Jessica Kufferman. With me as always, Elsie Escobar, who is dancing to music no one can hear. She is literally dancing to our theme music that is not playing for your viewing pleasure. All the things that you would that you're missing by not watching this live. How are you? Are you wearing Mickey Mouse? What is that shirt you have on?
It is Mickey Mouse. But it says love. It says love.
Aw, cute.
It's very cute. I love this shirt. Okay.
Adorable. Okay. We have, not too many things to discuss as far as news. I mean, just a little bit of news. We can get that out of the way, I guess.
Mind you, though, we do have to give shout outs. I mean, we talked awful lot yesterday about, last week about informed delivery. We did get a ton of feedback, by the way. So I will share a little bit from some of the folks. Maybe I'll take this first one and then you can take the other two, Jess, if you want.
Yeah, sure.
So here's the first one. Here's a little bit of feedback we got. Hi, ladies. Well, I must admit, I've been using informed delivery since about 2017, I think. I have a USPS account, so I remember them sending an email about the feature, and I signed up. We always enable the hold mail feature when traveling, so this is also a nice way to see what mail is coming when we're abroad. Now, checking the email has become part of my daily routine, and dare I say I feel ever the wiser when I know there is mail, but the mail person doesn't deliver it, and somehow it is conveniently bundled in the next day's mail. Can't do a flip with that info, but I know. Thanks for the episode.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. And then Bonnie said, yes, I knew about this. I've had it for years. When I moved, USPS suggested I get it. I got it. Now I realize how boring my mail truly is. I love you both. Enjoy being informed. That was great. And then Tiffany wrote, that's funny. I've been using informed delivery for a few years now, and I love it. I found out about it after looking for PO boxes. Same as you. You know, I was like, what's this informed delivery thing? Voila, done and done. Even after I moved states, I was still getting alerts from my old address, but it stopped after a few months. Love y'all. Tiffany. I mean, it has been great, but I will say that, like, it's also been agony because I still haven't gotten the letter I'm looking for. And so it's just as annoying. I might even be more annoying because now I can see the mail before it gets here and it's still all for Scott's mother. And it is so annoying. It's even more annoying that it's like, I already know it's not mine. I'm definitely not getting it out of the fucking box now.
I am not even, yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Because, you know, I mean, and honestly, there are a few side effects to living with a boomer that one does not expect because most of us haven't lived with our parents since, I mean, I moved out of my house at 17. Right. I was not even a legal adult.
Oh, wow. That's early on in your career as a human.
So you forget that they still write paper checks and mail things with stamps and they still need the mail, get the mail, call people and talk to people on customer service, like all that shit that I gave up without even realizing it like 15 years ago. It's been really interesting. The mail is just one of, you know, catalogs, fucking inserts, postcards, coupons. It all comes in the mail.
That's
I would like to opt out of the mail. If they can scan it and show it to me, they can open the shit and just email it to me. I don't want the paper. In fact, just email it whenever. I don't know who I'm telling. None of you do my mail. None of you send me mail. I don't know why I'm yelling at all of you. I'm sorry. It's a little bit of a, I'm on edge today. I'm on edge, but I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Why shouldn't we be?
Why shouldn't we be?
For weeks, I've been trying to look pretty for this podcast. I've gotten up. I've showered. I've done my makeup. I put my contacts on. I wear something pretty. I look professional. No one gives a fuck. Y'all don't care. I look terrible today. I have looked homeless on this show in the past, especially through the pandemic. No one cares. Who am I getting dressed for? Me?
That's why you get dressed. Today, I actually did work a little bit and put some stuff because I've just gotten, I think I finally got I finally got like my makeup, my everyday makeup, back.
But not what I normally do. Yeah.
So
you look good.
I've been testing the least amount of makeup on my face that makes, but it still kind of
still makes you feel pretty.
Yes. That's my, because you know what happens? I think when your face starts to get older, the more makeup you put on, the scarier you look because there's so many creases that it, everything gets caked on and it's not smooth. So the least amount that you put on, oh my God, the nicer you look.
I was just noticing, is there a filter on my face or am I, like when you go like this, like you have
a lot, have
some lines,
a lot of them.
Do I many. Not have those or can you not see them?
I Why can't see them.
There's no filter, is there?
No, there's no filter.
I think
no.
I just have this one angry line and then these. I would rather have forehead lines than marionette lines.
I have all of, like, there's so many, but that's cool. You know,
whatever.
What? I just saw the Brooke Shields documentary that she has. I think it's on Hulu. And I have to say, after seeing her right now, she is my, finally, I find a face that I can look at and go, oh, she just looks like a normal 57-year-old.
Diane
Keaton. I have goals. And now I'm like, I want to be like Brooke Shields. I want to look like Brooke Shields when I'm 57. Now
Diane
I have a
Keaton,
goal.
Jamie Lee Curtis, Lily Tomlin, I don't think has had a lot of work. No, she maybe has a little.
Justine Bateman, by the way, she's rocking the, I don't
Justine
give a
Bateman
shit.
Is so hot. I mean, she's always been just the hottest girl. I'm glad that she hasn't.
But she is like really not giving a shit. It's kind of like,
Cheryl
whoa.
Says she has puffy eyes. I have really bad dark circles, but I think they're, they actually showed up after Emily died, but I think they're hereditary. That just might be a coincidence because it happened around early 40s. But I don't know. Maybe you can tell me. Maybe I did have terrible circles beforehand. I just don't remember.
I don't know. I don't.
I just feel like they got a lot worse after she passed away. Nothing will hide them. Nothing makes them go away. No amount of makeup. If I cake on the makeup, it just looks like a Band-Aid over a bruise. It's terrible. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Yep.
And thus, going back again to the lightest amount because that's all I want. Like, just like, just enough. Like,
here's what I've been doing makeup wise. And now we're just going to turn into an influencing makeup show just for 5 minutes. Just for 5 minutes. I have been searching for makeup that does two things because I think when we get older, you know, our skin definitely needs moisturizer. It definitely needs some kind of serum and it definitely needs not full coverage, but enough coverage because, you know, between the lines and maybe, I don't know, discoloration. I don't know. Faces, older faces just need more coverage. So I have found three different makeups that I really like. The first one is Jones Road by Bobbi Brown. She mm-hmm. has a whipped foundation that includes moisturizer. And mm-hmm. it is a skin tint, but it has a little more coverage than like a normal skin tint. And it also has sunscreen. So I do serum and then I put this on. I don't need to do a moisturizer. Clinique has one too. It's called Skin Tint, but I put it on with a brush like foundation. And it's, and again, you see through it to your actual face. And I really like it. I like the double duty ones because mm-hmm. I don't like to put too many things in my face. The other foundation I've tried to use is the one that's all over TikTok called Il Maquillage. You do a quiz. They show you a ton of pictures. Then you choose your skin tone and it's supposed to exactly match. It exactly matches. But if you put on too much by accident, and I mean one tiny itty bitty teeny weeny teaspoon could be too much, it looks like I'm wearing a mask of my own face.
Oh.
It is so flat. There's no cheekbones. There's no lips. There's no eyebrows. It is just, you have to add every, I mean, contouring, forget it. You have to create a face. Once you have it on, your face is gone. So it works really well. So that's the one I would use, I guess, for like a photo shoot or something, like something where I need to look flawless
yeah.
without filters. I would use that. But I just like tints. Oh, and Fenty has one too. Fenty has a tint. It's not a foundation. They have one where you shake it up. It's sunscreen, moisturizer. I put it all over my face. And they have a glow one too. So in the sun, see how Elsie's, well, if you're watching, you can see how Elsie's face has a little bit of a shine around the cheekbones, like, and down the nose. Like, that's what this does. It's a skin tint, but it also adds a little glowy glow, which is nice. It's been nice.
Yep. I'm a big glowy glow thing, but I'm with you as well. I love the, I use the beauty counter skin tint thing. It's like a moisturizer, and it has, you know, SPF on it, and it's got super light. I'm not wearing that today, though. Today, I'm wearing very, very minimal of this thing that I tested from Sephora, which is, I think it's called Hollywood Filter.
Is that Charlotte Tilbury?
I don't know.
It's in a round bottle with a gold lid. I have that, I think. And I believe it's Charlotte Tilbury. Yes. And
yeah.
I really like that. I like that too.
A little tester.
I thought when I got it, it was foundation. It's not. So like,
no.
It does a great job of the glow, but I feel like I need something underneath it.
Right. See, so that to me, like I wanted to test it out for like the everyday, not every day, but like when I just want a little something, something.
Yeah.
Like that's what I did. I literally did like, I did a little skinny line, a little skinny line, a little skinny line, a little skinny line, a little skinny line. And then I blended it all in and it kind of like, it just.
Your face doesn't really need a lot. And I'll tell you something else. Like, here's what's weird. We're going to go one step further with skincare. Okay.
Oh my God.
So I used to. I have tried the 11-step skincare where you do the double wash and then you do the serum and then you do the moisturizer and then you do the sunscreen and then you do the makeup. And then when you take it off, same thing. You double wash and my skin breaks out like a 14-year-old. Right now, maybe I wash. I mean, I take my makeup off with a wipe. Maybe I wash it with like a salicylic wash. Maybe I don't. And nothing. No blemishes. I mean, I actually do have one on my mouth here, but that's from lipstick. Sometimes if I wear lipstick too many days in a row, my mouth will break out like right around my.
Oh my gosh.
It's ridiculous. But like, that depends on the lipstick if it's too waxy. But otherwise, I'm just saying, like, why is it that my skin, as I get older, this is the only thing I know. The less I do, the better it looks. If I double wash it, it's a mess. If I serum it, if I overnight mask it, I'm a breakout queen. Cheryl says, I know it's good for your skin, but anything more than one or two steps is way. I don't think it is good for your skin. I think it might be good for your skin if you're 30 because it's resilient. I'm not sure we're supposed to do any of that shit to our faces.
Yeah, I keep it super, super simple. Now I have like very light, creamy wash for my face, unless I'm like I have a lot of makeup on and then I have to like really try to work to get things off. But I have a light creamy wash and then I wear like night cream all the time. Like there is no difference between night and day cream. It's just night cream because I need lots of stuff. But that's about the extent of it.
Moisturizer, Clinique.
That's it.
Uber stuff is like the best.
Nothing more. That's all I do.
All right. I guess we should get into podcasting.
We should get into podcasting since we've discussed. But and this actually can. I just want to share with you because we are into tools and I want to, you know.
Elsie's tool tip.
Okay. So this one here actually goes really great with our random tangent that we just did. So there is this YouTube extension that aligns with ChatGPT. Okay. It's going to be in the show notes so you could check it out. It's a Chrome extension. You obviously, I think if you have a Chrome extension, you know how these work. It's very easy to add them. And what it does is it just adds a little ChatGPT option, if you will, on the right hand side of videos whenever you're watching them on YouTube on the desktop. And so you go into a video that you're watching and on the top right hand side, there is a little tiny icon that you can see. It's like, I think it's blue. I believe it's it might be the green or blue, but it's got the same vibe as the little ChatGPT. You tap on that little puppy and what it does is it completely transcribes the entire video that you are watching, even though I know that YouTube already does this, but here's the kicker. So it does that transcription, but then if you tap on the little icon for GPT, it automatically sends it to ChatGPT, the entire transcription for you, and then you can do things with it.
It's the best thing I've ever heard.
Isn't it amazing? So the only thing that I'm not too keen, mind you, I'm not paying for ChatGPT, so I don't have a paid account. And so I'm sure that for some videos like ours, because I tested it out on ours, it doesn't send the whole chat, like it only sends up to the first whatever, you know, transcript is. I think it's like 1,500 words or something like that, or 3,000. I can't remember. And so then it summarized. Then you can just say it like, can you please summarize my thing or summarize this video or whatever. So I sent the last one that we did. And this is where it gets funny because you were like, you literally, we were, you know, it's how many minutes in and we're talking about makeup, right? So then I was like, can you summarize this? And it said, two women talking about informed delivery. And then they talk about something else. Like, it was so vague. And it was just hilarious. I was laughing so hard because it's true. The first, like, 30 minutes, there was nothing else to summarize. It was like, it's just informed delivery.
I think a better plan would be to take the description or transcription from Descript.
Yeah.
Then put that into GPT and then say, summarize this.
Yes, I think it will work. No. But I think this will work. But problem is that I'm not paying for ChatGPT. So if you're a paying customer for ChatGPT, it will take all of the words. But if I'm not, but you know what I mean? I'm not paying for it. So even if I copy and paste it, it's still not going to do it. I did the same thing for the feed where if I copy and paste our entire episode, ChatGPT will not do all the words. It's too many words for a free account. There needs to be something else. But this extension is amazing because it really can be awesome if you don't want to watch a full-on video. A full-on 10-minute video. Right. You can just do that, send it to GPT and say, summarize that video, and boom, it gives you the thing, and it's free and it's so great. And if it's your own video, it's another really wonderful way for you to, like, let's say you're streaming for like 15 minutes or something like that on it. It's awesome. I love it. I love, 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 love it so much. Oh, look, Cheryl says something interesting. What did she just say?
Wait, stop that. Searchy's coming out with a ChatGPT system that searches your website instead of just the internet, and it's called Wisdom AI. Oh my God!
Well, I think Wisdom AI.
Searchy.
Hold up, though. Wisdom AI is already a thing. I think they're probably using Wisdom AI through something else. I think Wisdom AI is another AI. You know how there's ChatGPT and like that's from OpenAI, and then there's like all of these. Whisper is another engine. AI engine. I think Whisper AI can be another engine, but I don't think the Searchy people own it. I think they're probably using that. But anyway, I may be wrong though, but that's really interesting. So I just thought that was really cool because I really love that extension. There was going to be a link in the show notes so that you can check that out. Jess, this might be very helpful to you. So Apple, I'm assuming you're already updated to iOS 16.4, because you're like a freak like that. Like you like update so fast.
I am freaky deaky about my iOS. Why do you got to tell everyone my personal business? I am a freak about it. That is funny.
So, Jess does not like to, like, as soon as the new OS is out, she updates. Like, she doesn't ever wait to see if there's a bug or something could break.
Yeah, why do I do that?
ADHD, dude.
Because I'm not a patient woman. That's why. I am a very impatient, tell me what you're getting me for my birthday, don't drive me anywhere without me knowing woman. I hate surprises. Just give me the new system. I will watch it break with pleasure. Yeah. I can't wait for it,
yes,
though.
You cannot wait. Yeah, totally. So anyway, I'm sure you already did it, but this is kind of, I've been wanting to test it and I have not been able to test it appropriately. So now when you are on a phone call or you are on Zoom on your phone, there, if you do the little swipe down thingy, you know, and get to the contextual menu thingy here, right? You can tap on whenever you are on a phone call, you'll be able to see the little microphone icon, right? So you tap and hold, and then it pops out like a little contextual menu, and it gives you the option of voice isolation. So it will isolate your voice when you are in a loud environment talking with somebody. Because as you know, there's many times when you have your own headphones that like make sure that no noise gets in, but whoever's on the other end is getting all the noise. So for me, it's so good because I've been able to use it when I'm doing a meeting at a coffee shop or something like that, and you hear the espresso machine going all the time in the background. It's so annoying. So That's really great, but I've never been on the other end of things, so that I don't know what it does, but I think it'll be really good choice for, like, if you have an interview show and one of your guests happens to be on the phone or something and they aren't allowed, then you'd be like, hey, listen, if you're on an iPhone, pull down the thing and touch voice isolation.
I just think about 10 years ago when I was doing an interview show, and in order for me to have a summary, I would have to, like, pay attention to my own show and write notes as it was happening so that I could properly sum it up after, since there was no transcription, and I didn't want to listen to a whole hour and a half of my own show again. So I would just type notes or write them down as it was happening so that I could create some kind of semblance of a summary. And now you can just have someone hand it to you 10 minutes after it's done.
Yes. I like how you weren't listening to what I was saying.
I was. What do you mean?
I was talking about one thing and you totally went to talk about the summary thing, like, at all. You didn't even say, like, changing the subject now.
Because you put this on the screen that says, I have my transcripts on my website, so I'm looking for. I thought you were going back to that somehow. I don't know why.
I didn't put that on there. I might have tapped it.
Jesus. All right. Well, I didn't either. I was paying attention to you. I thought you were going back to that. So I changed the subject back to it.
People who are listening to our show are probably going, like,
they think we're a married couple. You know what? We are starting to be a married couple.
As in, like, we're having conversations that are not really, like,
we're having two conversations, not with each other, but with each other. I'm talking about one thing. You're talking about another. It has been the entire time we've been recording this. We're going to get off this call and go about our day. And I mean, if we lived together, we would just be like, so what's for dinner? 800 times.
And I would be like, I told you already.
And I said, I don't want that. So we're going to have to do something else. We are like a married couple. It's ridiculous. We remind each other not to do stuff. Then the other one will go, I already know not to do that.
And then we will change the subject and talk about, oh, did
I'm
you
sorry,
see that
I
outside?
Didn't mean to do that to you. I didn't mean to do that to you. I swear I heard everything you said. I'm excited about it, too. I thought you were going back to the transcripts because you accidentally put a whatever.
Sorry.
I hate when you
I
say
accidentally
I wasn't paying
did it
because you don't know how hard it is to pay attention. I work so hard at it.
It is very
not because you're boring, but because I can't pay attention. I want to hear what you're saying to me at all times.
I believe you. Just stop hitting the desk because John's going to be like,
oh, sorry. It's not easy. That's all I'm saying.
You're not the only one, though, by the way. There was, like, by the way, so there's another podcast that I actually watch this podcast on YouTube, and the guy is great. Like, they're both really good. They have really high quality audio. But while I was watching them the other day, I kept going, like, I kept turning over my shoulder and I was like, what the hell is that? Because it sounded far away, but close. Like, I hear the voice and stuff, but it was the guy was hitting the mic and it sounded like little footsteps that were, or like it sounded like somebody was banging inside of my closet or on the outside of my wall. And I got so scared. I thought, oh my God, is that a animal? It wasn't until, like, way later that I realized, oh, the guy's been hitting the microphone stand this whole time. And I thought it was a weird noise.
It is weird.
Anyway, okay. So moving on here, let's go ahead and continue on to another thing. Oh my gosh, Jess, this tool is, I don't even know what to say. I honestly, I have no words. So this tool is called Time Bolt, okay? Time Bolt. It's for videos. Okay, so this is what I've been doing for, and the only reason I haven't been putting so many more videos out, especially of me, by myself, because I kind of want to start
to get...
Wait,
is this really a good thing?
This is a solution to a problem that I have, okay?
Okay.
So I've been doing this other show called Fuzzy Logic, and it's given me an opportunity to really speak about issues that I'm really passionate about, that I don't get an opportunity to talk about too much on a lot of different shows, because that's not what the topic is about, right? mainly about podcasting. So what I've been doing is, especially if we're going to be talking about something that's very meaningful to me that I have an opinion on, I really want to start to capture more of that and share it online so that there's more thought leadership coming from me around these issues that are around creators and particularly ethical things and social things and stuff, whatever. So what I've been doing is I have been recording myself, just me. While we are doing the show, I've been recording just me on video because I'm already doing it. I'm just doing my side. Okay. So we're doing the thing. So by the end of the show, I have anywhere, I usually don't do it until we get into the heart of the matter. So I end up with like a 30 minute video recording of just my side. Okay.
Okay.
But it's 30 minutes of which I only talk maybe half or less because there's other people talking. But in order for me to edit that bit, I need to sit there and do it. I need to like sit there and like manually look at the bits and do all the stuff. So TimeBolt, what it does is you upload the stuff mm-hmm. and it magically highlights in a big green, red way. It's red. All of the silent parts. It just highlights them all. If I wanted to like just have me talking the whole time, I literally can just export that out and it takes out all of those chunks of time where I'm not talking and brings them together like that.
Well, that's amazing. That is a good use for this.
So amazing.
But I've heard podcasts and this is not, they're not video. So maybe it doesn't apply.
It's this is only for video.
I've heard podcasts that I myself have been on where it sounds sped up because the silence has been removed to a degree where I'm talking without thinking. It just sounds like I'm either talking without thinking. It almost sounds scripted even though it's not if you take out too much space. But for you, that for that use, that's brilliant because you can make promos and do all kinds of shit. Yeah.
Yes, and that's exactly what I'm using it for. So then yeah.
That is so smart. I've seen your promos, by the way, and they're very good.
So there's another little tool. I mean, within TimeBolt, what you can do too is if you do markers. So like, let's say, okay, you're watching, let's say it already took out all the stuff you don't want, right? And you've got like your chunks of content that are really the ones that you like, right? And there's like 30 seconds, 60 seconds of something you said that's like, it's a soundbite. You can go in there and put a little marker and a little out marker. It's really easy by literally just pressing M. And
no
then-
way.
You export that out. You can just export that out.
The marker area?
Just the marker area. Ooh. And it just exports it out for you, just the marker area. But you know how there's like the jump cuts, that people yeah. do inside it where it like punches in your face?
Yeah.
Like
or you swipe and then you're back? Yeah.
So it does that in there. So let's say there's something that I say like, I say, and then I'm like, oh, did you want to do something? And then like my face is silly and big and weird because I do that all the time because I'm a Muppet. I literally can do it inside of TimeBolt. You just tap it and you say, punch in 25%, 50, 75%, nice. Whatever. And it just does it. And you export it out and it's done.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
I'm wondering, how would you guys feel? Again, send me an email, jess@shepodcast.com. Should we do a new AI tool every week? Because there are hundreds.
There's so many.
And Elsie, you've put in a couple, but I have hundreds of them bookmarked that I've tried, that I like. You know, like copy AI is one that like people really are into for whatever reason. It's like me doing art on Midjourney. It's like half a face and three eyes. Like the copy I'm getting from Copy AI makes no fucking sense. Repeat. I said, give me an email that tells you this, this, and this. And it'll write, hi, this, this, and this. And it repeats everything I say. It's fucking useless. But ChatGPT by itself does not do that. Jasper does not do that. I use Jasper. I have a bunch because I like to take one task and give it to four different systems to see who does the best
job. Who does it the best. Yeah. That's the only way you do it. And you have to, you got to work within the systems to be able to put those out and be able to make appropriate choices. Like the one for the YouTube video that I just shared earlier. I think that solves a very specific problem. Like Ran was telling me, he goes, I was listening to this like Lex Friedman episode. He listens and YouTube, right? That's where he can. And then it's like three. He goes, you're going to like this because it was about AI. And I've been talking about so much about AI and all this kind of stuff. It was a 3 hour
wow
thing. So then I was like, ooh, I would love to just use, that's where that tool came into play. When I saw that tool, I'm like, this is perfect. It's a 3-hour YouTube video. I would love to just get the summary of what happened.
Why don't we create another segment? I mean, not that we've ever stuck to segments, but I feel like this is one we could stick to. Well, we did for a while. I feel like we could stick to this. And then actually, Elsie, we could do an experiment where we just take that snippet, that section of our podcast, and make a separate little podcast just about AI. Doesn't have to be for podcasters.
It would be so easy. I think it would be great. AI for podcasters, for sure. I just saw an article.
Or no, just AI. It doesn't have to be AI for podcasters. Yeah. It can just be, what you know, like if we're going to go over different tools that we find and how they're useful. I mean, we're just using them as digital marketers, not necessarily. I mean, what your use for it is for podcasting, but it could be for anything. I don't know what we'll call that segment yet, but if you're down with that, I would like to start doing that. I think that'd be cool. And you guys email us and tell us if you think that's cool or not, because it's a little off podcasting, but like, I mean, haven't we? It's
396. Oh my God, Jess.
Have we not said everything about podcasting there is to say? It's 396 episodes, you guys.
Also, do we ever actually stick to podcasting? By the way, because you know, we didn't even talk about the biggest news that happened this week.
Well, let's do it.
The news you can use. For the informed podcaster, podcasting news.
Pod News acquired Podcast Business Journal. That's the biggest news that you hear for today.
It might be big news, but is it a big surprise? I haven't heard from Ed in years.
Well, it doesn't matter because he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah, Ed's doing what he's doing. I know.
He's been showing up. He's doing the things. Like, what do you mean?
Maybe he doesn't like me. I mean, like, I send everyone press releases and some of them put them out and some of them don't. And Ed used to be like, hey, Jess, do you have a this? And hey, Jess, what about that? And like, I haven't heard from him in a while. And maybe I did something to make him angry. And if so, Ed, I'm very sorry. I have no idea what it is. And if so, I'm very sorry. Yeah, I thought maybe he was just kind of over it.
No, he's doing what he's doing. He's been doing what he's doing.
What the fuck do I know? Clearly nothing.
I think it was surprising. Why do you think it was not surprising? Just because you haven't heard from Ed? So just because you don't hear about somebody, all of a sudden you're like, oh, no wonder they were being acquired.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's like the two biggest news organizations joining.
I mean, yeah, someone that we know had a thing about that this morning. Like, does it make people uncomfortable? Is it like the Washington Times bought the New York Times or something? Like, is that bad? Is that a bad thing?
Yes, there's literally nobody else reporting on podcasting in this way. We do have Bloomberg. We do have Hot Pod from Ariel. Yes, so Hot Pod, Ariel, and Bloomberg, Ashley Carman. Those are like news, but they do in-depth more pieces. There's Inside Podcasting that also has a few, like five like news stories and then a little bit of an in-depth thing in there from Sherma. And then there's Sky, but Sky again does in-depth reporting, right?
Yeah, she goes
deep into stuff. So
yeah, I guess that's true.
In terms of
Why not have one source? Is it dangerous for some reason? If they're reporting the same shit with two different writers, why is that helpful? Just one person, I don't know. I mean, not everyone likes this editor or that editor, and I guess that part is important. Like, if you prefer one over the other, you want your news from someone you can trust, and if you feel like one is more trustworthy or one is less biased or one is more in-depth, then, you know, I guess that's a problem.
Yeah, because, like, if you, like, have a problem, well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you ever have a problem with any of anything, then you're screwed.
Once upon a time, we had three sources of news, ABC, CBS, NBC, maybe sometimes the BBC. So to cry about two newsletters becoming one newsletter when there's 50,000 newsletters about podcasting that not everyone reads.
Not to the reach. And listen, I did some like not to that reach.
No, not to the reach. But
that's what I'm saying.
The reach has nothing to do with it, I don't think. They can acquire whatever they want.
Well, of course.
There's still other places you can find information. They are finding it from somewhere, so you could too.
Yeah, but everybody sends it over there. Like, it's like people just send it to him.
Elsewhere too. They must be sending it somewhere else too.
Well, yeah, there are. But I think that it's just all in one area right now.
I don't know. Maybe I'm being short-sighted.
I feel anytime there's like a power dynamic that starts to overtake things, I think it's something to pay attention to. Like, it's not like,
well, they're partners with Podcast Movement, like, right?
Yeah.
So they're partners with Podcast Movement. Podcast Movement bought Pod News, or they're funding Pod News somehow, which now bought the Podcast Business Journal. So either you trust the people who make Podcast Movement, which, I mean, I don't know who's in charge of the newsletters, but for the most part,
but I don't think that it's like a Podcast Movement thing. But all I'm saying is that whenever you
but I'm just saying, you're right. They are starting to own things that conflict with other things. They have an event and now they own the news that will promote that event.
Yeah.
Right. So will other events be promoted? Yes. I can pay for advertising and they'll promote me. Actually, I mean, and he has a thing for events where he'll, you know, do a couple news bits on it for free.
What if he doesn't like you?
You're fucked. Better be nice to the media man. Everyone knows that.
That's right. And so isn't that weird, though? It's imagine, like,
it's not
when
weird.
Everybody's just like, we have to just be nice to that person because that person can make or break me.
When has that ever been different?
This would be true.
Just because our industry is new to having our own media. I mean, we still don't because, like, we're still being reported in every other channel as well. But, yeah, be nice to the newsman. I mean, it's how you play the game. Everything is a game, right? You have to play the game.
Everything is a game.
You can't just, first of all, why would you want to piss off anyone in the first place, much less someone who prints news?
Of course you don't want to piss people off. All I'm saying
is, like, what if he doesn't like you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if he doesn't like it? That's all I'm saying. Like, if there's at any time of situation, like, let's say you don't even know, like, you know, on an airplane or something, and, like, you don't know somebody's next to you and you make a mistake or you say something, or you're like, you know, you had you're eating like tuna salad next to somebody, and then they're like, oh my God, they're so lame, I can't stand them. And then they're like, oh my God, it's that and then, like,
okay, well, then let me just give a piece of advice that I've held on to since the third grade.
Don't eat tuna sandwiches in the airplane.
Unless you know exactly who you're talking to, you never dish first. Never, ever start out with negativity about someone else unless you know who you're talking to. So, for example, any conversation with you does not count. I can say whatever I want about whomever I want because I know that you are a safe space. You will keep my secrets. You will not talk about me behind my back. If you're on an airplane and someone says, you know who I really love? Your arch enemy. You can say, well, that's a choice. That's one choice. There's other choices, too, that are equally as good. You don't fucking trash talk unless you know who you're talking to. Then you have no problems pissing off a media man or any other man. This is my life advice for the day. Never dish first. Ever.
Never dish first. Well, I wasn't even talking about dishing. That's what you started talking about dishing. I was talking about a tuna salad sandwich where it's like...
On an airplane.
And so I'm just saying, you never know. Because you never know that might just, like, annoy you. Like, you know, that person doesn't know how to eat with their mouth closed.
So someone's not going to print your story about podcasting because you ate tuna on an airplane?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. What kind of asshole brings a tuna sandwich on an airplane? Fuck you if you're doing that. Why don't you just go microwave a fish in the airplane while you're at it? Why don't you, Jesus Christ, that's the most annoying thing you could think of. How about someone who farts the whole time while they're on the airplane?
Okay, but that's like a body thing. That's like, you know, what if, like, you can't really stop that. The tuna salad.
It's still terrible to do to someone, especially that person behind you. My God.
Oh my God. How about, please don't tell me you do this because I'm going to lose my mind. You know, when people like are taking like a FaceTime call and they're like, taking the FaceTime call with zero headphones, walking around in public, talking to the phone out loud.
I agree. Yeah, I hate that. I hate that. You know who I notice does that? People who don't speak English. If you don't speak English,
Jessica,
on the phone.
Oh my God. No.
I was on
don't
a bus
you
to New York. Hold on.
Go there.
Hold on. I was on a bus to New York one time, and there was a woman speaking French into on speakerphone her phone, who was yelling French back. And I thought, if this was an English conversation, she would never, ever do this.
You don't know what they're probably saying the same thing. And they're going like, those Americans, those like people from the U.S., they can't. They're probably doing the same thing in France.
Why would you talk on speaker to anyone in a closed space like an airplane or a bus? It's the fucking rudest thing.
Yes, but it has nothing to do with language, I gotta say. It has to do with I don't know what.
I wasn't but saying everyone. I'm just saying the few times I've noticed it, it has not been English because they assume you can't understand, which is why it's on speaker.
No, I don't think that's it. Nope.
It's not about foreigners, Elsie.
No,
it's about the fact that if it's not English, they are safe to say whatever.
I don't
what
think
I mean.
That that's the case. I think okay, that maybe. That's not the case because that's never, I've never experienced that. And I've always seen people just speaking English. It doesn't matter. It's so annoying.
I have two experiences. One was French and the other was I think
you need
an
to
Asian.
Come to Asheville. Oh, my God. Asheville has it all the time. And I don't
that's
understand.
Annoying. That would annoy me. I have to go. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. You do have to go. You got
to
go.
Okay.
We got to wrap it up. Go ahead. Wrap.
I'm sorry. We got very little done today, but it was really fun. I'm sorry I have an out today. It was unavoidable.
Wrap it up.
I try not to do it. Thank you guys so much for listening to She Podcast. Don't forget to see us in Washington, D.C. this summer. She Podcast Live, June 19th through the 22nd. Go to shepodcastlive.com for your tickets, and you better get them soon because we have about 2 months left until it's here. Also, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and TikTok at She Podcast. You can also find all our show notes, the links, and everything at shepodcast.com. And email us. Tell us what you want to hear or answer any of the questions that we asked you today. Feedback at shepodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here with us live. It was a delight to see you, Miss Cheryl Robinson. Thank you so much. I'm excited to see you in June. And everyone else, I'm sorry that I have to run. It feels rude. I feel like I'm being rude.
Don't apologize because nobody else knows. We could just go.
I know you're right. Okay. Thank you so much. Love you.
Mean it.
Bye.
Bye.